about Julian. Talk about his the veteran leadership that he brings to the offensive line.
He brings a lot of leadership to the team, period. He's our captain every week, and as an offensive line, we look to him, you know, to play his best every week, and he's a great guy on and off the field, and he's my mentor, so I love him to death.
What was it like to actually get like the opportunity to be back out there and starting again?
It felt good. I just wanted to go out there and show my abilities, and I'm glad I went out there and played physical, and I was just glad to be next to James again.
Yeah. How's your ring?
It's fine. Just ready to play some more.
Is it just kind of a slight nag at this point? I mean, really nothing to hold
up? Yeah, it's nothing to worry about. It's just a little slight tweak, so I'm good for the week.
You guys seem to put back-to-back some pretty impressive numbers offensively. Do you feel like the line is starting to develop that cohesive unit?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. Like I said before, James and Julian are the big leaders on the offensive line. They keep us together, you know, keep us rolling. So, you know, they're very good players, and I'm glad they're on my team.
And you have a good back to block for him.
Oh, yeah, I love blocking for Adam Robinson. He's a great back. He's a little reminiscent of Sean Green here and there, and then he's a little reminiscent of Albert Young a little bit. You know, he's quick, gets to the edges, but when he wants to put his shoulder down, he'll put his shoulder down.
Well, yes, he certainly will, and he carries the pile.
Oh, yeah, big
being
time.
Being slightly built, but being short and squatty, I don't see where he gets that power.
Me neither. I think it's all Coach Doyle. Coach Doyle's getting it done in the weight room, and he's taking the program, you know, on his shoulders, and I think he's taking that responsibility, and he's done well with it.
And running the football is always the guts of the offense.
That's right. We just want to go out there and run the football every week. That's mainly our offense. We like to run the ball, and as an offensive line, we want to run the ball. So we'll just keep doing that every week.
Okay, thank you.
How much of an emphasis then, like, do you face on, or do you put on running the ball then this particular week against a team like Indiana that has struggled defensively?
We always put emphasis on running the ball every week, no matter who we play, Ohio State, Penn State, it doesn't matter. We want to run the ball. Adam Robinson's a great back. You know, we want to utilize him the most, and he's a great guy on and off the field, and he can run his butt off. He can run.
Do you expect, I know obviously Adam's the focal point, but do you expect Marcus at all to get maybe more carries this week than he maybe has like last few?
It would be nice. He was one of my roommates over the summer, so it would be nice to see him on the field a little bit more.
And then just the last couple of years, you guys have had running backs go for over 100 yards off. I think like Sean Green, Jewel Hampton, both in 08, and last year with Brandon.
Yeah.
That's something that you feel maybe both these guys are capable of if they get an opportunity.
Oh, they're very capable of getting, you know, 100, 200 yards. So these guys are some great running backs, and I hope they just perform their best this week.
How about Rick and just, like, the numbers that he's been able to put up right now? I think it's, like, 19 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be able to block for him. He's a great quarterback. He knows the offense like the back of his hand, and he's a great guy. He's a funny guy, and I'm glad he's on our side.
Adam, you guys gave up sacks on 3 consecutive plays at Arizona. You've given up 3 in 5 games since. How has that transformation happened?
Just coming down to the fundamentals. That's what it really is. Fundamentals are our biggest problem, and since we've been working on them every day, and they've just gotten better, and we've settled down as an offensive line, and we're pretty much ready to go.